Forward on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
And the Volvo Hybrid range. Outstanding fuel economy and ultra-low emissions. Power without compromise.
Michael Sheridan for the last word on wheels today. Sterling has been dropping over the last couple of weeks. So what's that going to do for the import of used cars from Britain?
Well, man, I wish you hadn't called me in here because we should be on a ferry to the UK or going up north and buying our imports. No, in all seriousness, the biggest trouble that the Irish motor industry has is dealing with an influx of used imports. So in terms of sort of jobs and sustaining the motor trade here, UK imports is a big problem. This year, we're going to see over 100,000 used imports coming in from the UK.
That is an extraordinary number. When you think that only a few years ago, it wasn't many more than 100,000 new cars were being bought in this country.
Absolutely.
After the crash.
Absolutely.
I think that many are now being brought in secondhand from Britain each year.
And it's the thing, if people are hard-pressed, so they're chasing the value. So the first thing and the only thing people look at when they're buying a used car particularly is just the price. You know, can they get the car they want at a price which means that they'll still be able to run it and have a few quid in their pockets? Now, in fairness to Irish dealerships, they've done their very best to keep up with this and realise that people are going abroad, and we'll do deals and we'll haggle and we'll fight for your business, and it's well worth talking to them before you decide to go abroad. And again, you can get a lot of you can have a lot of problems if you go and import yourself if you don't really know what you're doing. The trouble as well is that the industry here, dealerships, have buyers full-time working in the UK buying up cars there and bringing them across, because their market is massive compared to ours. They sell over 2 million new cars each year, so there's a huge selection of choice. That's just across the water, and it's so easy just to pop up the M1 into the north and see cars there. And cars generally are very well kept and they're usually reasonably well spec'd, but the key thing is Sterling. So Sterling at the moment is nearly 90p for euros,
yeah.
Thing, which is phenomenal. I mean, you know, we should all be just renting out our houses and moving to Brexit, you know, with this sort of value in money. But it is tricky, and it is a problem, and it is finite, because when Brexit happens, if the UK then is outside the EU, there'll be tariffs on cars and tariffs on imports applied to cars.
So you won't get the
It'll be less attractive. You know, there'll be at least 10% going onto the car, and then the currency would really have had to tank completely to still see that there's value there. There'll still be people who love hunting. There's a great sport to be had if you know your cars in going and chasing an import and bringing it in. But for other people, you can be buying a world of hurt. So it's a really case of buyer beware.
Are there many Irish dealers actually bringing them and then reselling, almost taking their cut for doing it?
A huge amount, and a huge amount of the conventional dealer network throughout Ireland, which are great. And that thing is, Ireland has so many small townlands compared to the models in Europe, where they say, look, we'll build these huge centres and people will just come, or we'll advertise online and people will just come. Here, the car sales are based largely on relationships and in the areas that the distributor or dealer operates in. And often they can change brands, but people will be loyal to that dealership because they know the people and they get repeat business. There's literally no margin in new cars, believe it or not, for dealers. Their margin comes when they take the trade in, and then if they can trade that on and make a profit off it, or getting people into the workshop and doing service work or doing warranty work, which again is paid for by the distributor. So they'll make their money by having a long relationship, not a quick hit. Now, there's a number of dealerships which have sprung up, which just bring in imports and will openly say, we just bring in imports. There's others who won't necessarily openly say, we'll bring imports. They'll attract you with a low sticker price and off you go. So you really then have to follow your gut and see whether these people are just in the interest of making a fast buck off you, or whether they want to build a relationship with you.
Something else that I saw today, that apparently new car sales in Britain are falling quite dramatically as well. And people there are looking towards the second-hand market. Collapse in the sale of new diesel. Yep. Not a trade in second-hand diesel, which a lot of them seem to be coming into Ireland
and
as well.
Big diesels are tanking in the UK. You know, your large luxury SUVs that we all adore and think are fantastic and cost the earth to buy new, you can get them for a song, and that's because they've really got the frighteners on themselves in the UK over the whole Dieselgate thing and the worry about diesel and all of the scaremongering about diesel being banned and so on. The trouble is, people need to get it in context. Older diesels produced like pre-2009, they didn't have the technologies that have been evolving every single year. And now we have very green diesel engines. We also have very green petrol engines, and they're all using particulate filters and so on. And the industry is only allowed to make diesels and sell them in Europe, which are very green. So the current crop are great. And if you're doing high mileage, you should be in a diesel. So, but a lot of people are scared senseless when they hear, oh, cities are going to ban diesels and so on. And the UK seems to have taken this very much to heart. They're big diesels. They can't get rid of them quickly enough. And if you want a Range Rover that would have been over 140 or 150 grand new, you can pick one up for 20 grand in the UK.
What are the banks like for providing finance for a car that you're purchasing from outside the state?
Again, because you're purchasing a car, they're just approving a car purchase. So once you're buying a car and you'll have that asset,
doesn't matter where
it's coming from. So they'll be easy on that. There is a trouble with finance though, because it's one for Ian really to get the exact figure, Ian Guider to get the exact figure on. But I think there's over 1.5 billion in PCP finance out there, which is a massive increase. And we've talked about PCP as a way of getting people into new cars and being a dealer's friend and being a motorist friend, because it gives you low outgoings. You're basically, it's a posh way of renting a car, but you get a new car to walk around in for a fraction of what a loan would cost you. But all of those finance deals are based on a finite supply of those cars in a number of years' time. We keep bringing in, flooding the market with more and more imports. There's more choice. So the value of those cars and the profit for the dealer when they take them back in and sell them on again is vanishing rapidly. And in a lot of the cases, we could be looking at them losing money on these things.
But are they still doing PCPs?
Oh, absolutely. And PCP is still the best way of financing a car if you're going through dealer finance. But it's having a big impact, and not all dealerships, some dealerships have to back their own PCP themselves, others are backed by their distributor. So it's a very, very dangerous time for the industry. It's a really worrying time, but at the moment Stirling is irresistible. So you know, I'm as soon as I leave here, I'm hopping on the ferry and getting the car.
Michael Sheridan, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word on Wheels, as we do every Friday on The Last Word.
The Last Word on today AFM with Matt Cooper
and the Volvo Hybrid Range. Outstanding fuel economy and ultra low emissions. Power without compromise.